Well, the Parshat Yitro, we have the story of the Torah being given, Asarat Dibro and Mamad Har Sinai. So it's Perek Yitet Pasuk Tet, Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to come talk to you in a cloud, and everyone's going to hear me talk to you. And then what's that going to accomplish? Everyone will now believe you. They'll actually believe you forever. No one will doubt your credentials as being my Navi, because everybody's going to hear me talk to you. Okay, that's very good for Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the point of that, though? Because we know, we already had Vayaminu Hashem Moshe Avdo, right before Az Yashir, right, in the end of Perek Yedalid, we had that Am Yisrael believed in Hashem and Moshe. So what is it specifically, V'gam B'chol Yaminu Lo'olam? So this is a Yesod, again, if you've been following the Darash Moshe as we've been doing it all year, we've come up the idea a few times that we have to do all mitzvot because Hashem commanded them, not for any other reason, not for any other motive. Okay, and it had a few different applications. So there's actually two new applications that Darash Moshe has based on this pasuk here. The first one is as relates to non-Jews. Vegam b'chayaminu means we have to do the whole Torah because it's exactly what we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, who got it from Hashem. That's our Masorah. Hashem gave it to Moshe to give to us. So too, the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Hey, it's an idea we haven't seen yet. The Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. B'nai Noach have certain number, limited number of mitzvot that they have to do, that they're obligated in. And or not do, they're obligated, they're forbidden from doing certain things. So why are they doing it? Let's say a non-Jew says to you, I thought about it, and I'm a really moral person, and I believe it's wrong to steal, so therefore I don't steal. So says Darash Moshe here, based on a certain Rambam, that's not the point. The point isn't not to steal because you think it's the wrong thing to do. The point is not to steal because Hashem said the wrong thing. It's the wrong thing to do. Don't steal because it's the wrong thing to do because Hashem said it's the wrong thing to do. And how did Hashem tell us it's the wrong thing to do? Through Moshe. So even the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, they should not do them accordingly because Hashem commanded Moshe to tell them. In other words, it's not just enough because you thought about or your father told you, but it has to be because Shenemar Zeh L'Menoshe Shebnei Noach Mitzuvim Al Zeh. It was told to Moshe, B'nei Noach are mitzvah in these seven mitzvot, and therefore that's the reason they have to do these mitzvot. He says, and with this idea, the Rambam, it's Rambam Hilchot Malachim, the Rambam delegitimizes or diminishes in stature Plato and Aristotle, who very, very often many are praise them. Oh, they were so, they philosophized so much, and they came to the wonderful conclusions about being good people and proper people, and which is very nice. It's better than the alternative, that coming up with philosophies that ruin the world. So at least they came up with good things, but they're not b'malat the chacham chasidehem, because why? Because they figured it out that this is the right thing to do. They weren't doing any of it because they believed in Torah's Moshe. So he says, if this is true about the non-Jews, okay, so now it's got to come back to us. Kol Shekein, it's true about us. All our schar for Kiyum and Mitzvot is only when we're Mekayim that Mitzvah because we got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. If we're Mekayim the Mitzvah, not because we got it from Moshe Rabbeinu, but because we think it's the right thing to do or any other motive, then we are not doing it. So that's his first point. The second point we haven't come across is that it doesn't only apply to kiyum of actually doing mitzvot, but it also applies to emuna, faith, belief. Because that's this pasuk, v'gam b'chol yaminu. The whole point is that we heard Hashem talking to Moshe, and now we believe in Moshe. Moshe is a Navi, a true Navi. Forever we believe that. Kevichakim, Gam ha'amuna shehi ha'mitzvah. Amuna is a mitzvah, right? The first of the Aseret Dibrot, also in this week's Parsha, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We have to believe Hashem is our God who took us out of Mitzrayim. And Achdut Hashem, there's only one God. Can't have other gods. There's no one like Hashem's oneness, in fact. Okay, all that's from Hashem. Even those beliefs. Maybe I thought about it. Maybe I'm a wise philosopher, Plato or Aristotle, and I said, you know what? It doesn't make sense that there's three gods. It doesn't make sense that there's two gods. It only makes sense that there's one God. And I have this idea and this proof and whatever else I come up with. So that's, again, all very nice and, you know, again, better than the alternative, but that's not the point. The point is we have to believe there's one God because the one God told Moshe Rabbeinu, who told us that there's one God. L'hamin mitzad kabbalatenu mi Moshe, v'lo mitzad chakirot dechachmei philosophim. Not because of any investigations of philosophy. Mashi gedolim harbe chibris farmazen. There's many great people who wrote books about this. Hurak l'siyu al achzakat emunah. It's only to strengthen our emunah. But the ikar of emunah, we only believe it, is because Hashem told it to Moshe. So v'gam b'cha yaminu l'olam, says Darish Moshe, it's to strengthen the idea that we've seen again, time and time again, Darish Moshe. Remember, in the earlier parsha of this year, was we do mitzvot only because Hashem told us to. Any other reason we have is not the reason we're doing the mitzvah. Don't let it, chas v'shalom, limit the scope of our mitzvah. The only reason we do mitzvah is because Hashem said to. And part of that is we're doing it only because Hashem told it to Moshe to tell us to do. So that applies to non-Jews as well. Even their Shem mitzvah b'nei Noach, they can't come up with, well, I think it's the proper thing to set up a system of courts and laws, and I think it's proper not to steal. It's all very good, but they're only getting the key of keeping the Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and they're doing because Moshe said that they have to keep the Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So to us, for all the mitzvah, Kol Shekin, for all the mitzvah, we are only getting the key of the mitzvah if we do it because Hashem told Moshe to tell us to do those mitzvahs. But not only that, that's not only about the mitzvahs that we're doing. It's even about our emunos adeos, even about our beliefs. I believe Hashem gave us the Torah. Why do I believe that? Because Hashem gave it to Moshe, gave it to us and told us. Hashem was the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem was the one who runs the world, Ashkacha Pratis or Skar Va'onesh. Everything that we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kol Echad Atzid Lidein Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't believe it because I thought about it and I'm so wise and smart and I figured it out. But I believe it because Hashem told it to Moshe, who told it to us. Shkayach.